Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift your name on high. Father God, we decree and declare that there's nobody like you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that we have never seen, have not never known, and will not never know again. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we bless you and we magnify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for another opportunity and another day to be about your business, to be about your will, and to give your name all the praise and all the honor. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for each and every partner and their families, our audience around the globe. Father, we ask that you will meet them where they are. Father God, that somebody will obtain the will to turn in the right direction. Father God, and to embrace the truth of your spirit and who you are. And we say thank you. Father God, hallelujah, we commit this day back to you. We commit our lives to you, everything that you have given to us as stewards. Father, we commit them all back to you in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, and we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Father, and we pray even right now, Father, hallelujah, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as we are rejoicing in this new day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We want to thank God for technology that allows you, amen, glory be to God, to call in, amen, on your phone, on the internet, wherever. Amen. Maybe even listening to the replay. Amen. We thank God for technology that affords us to come together in one place at one time. Amen. Because there is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. So have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. The breakfast for champions is about to be served. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We pray that all of our lovely ministry partners, everybody is good. Amen. Holding on to faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe in God for your miracles. Hallelujah. And to God be all praise and glory and honor. Amen. As we taught on this morning, amen, on our 5 a.m. service, amen, willing to be different, amen, from the crowd. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to pick up here, amen, where we left off the day before yesterday, amen, to see what the Lord has to say to us. Amen. We want to talk about this morning our title, our teaching, amen, Power with God. Power with God. Amen. Beloved, the kingdom of God, amen, is in power. Amen. Hallelujah. That dunamis power. Amen. That the power, amen, that created the universe, the power that created earth, the power, amen, that dunamis power that can resurrect the dead, that can do absolutely anything, absolutely everything. Amen. It's the power of God that's living on the inside of us. Amen. Especially those of us, amen, in this generation. So, amen. We just want to thank God. Amen. So, Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Just want to read one scripture in your hearing on this morning. Amen. Coming out of the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 2, verse 9. 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 9. And it reads, when they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? And he responded, let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. Elisha replied, amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We yesterday, if you was in the service, amen, our brother Reed out of Philadelphia, and he came and he shared with us, amen, and he made several profound statements, and one of them, amen, that he stated, amen, was what we are to bear our brother's burdens. That's where he was going with it, amen, but the question is, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? I mean, because it's so easy, you know, to me. We always want to know, hey, what you got for me? What you got? What you going to do for me? What's the last thing you did? All right, we already know that. What about me? Me, myself, and I. All right, we already know that. Amen. But, beloved, amen, because God's ways are not man's ways. Because, amen, God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, God is just so awesome. He is just so magnificent. Amen. So God's way is in reverse, amen, to this worldly system. I was treated out to dinner on Sunday night. It was a very, very lovely dinner, by the way. And the person made a statement. We was talking about some things. And they said, well, you have the world, the earth, you know, which is the real world, and then you have the spiritual world, and then I had to correct them. I mean, I did that. I let them finish talking, and I said, well, listen, let me just tell you right here, amen, the earth is not the real world. The spiritual world is the real world. But I'm not going to take into a theological debate. I just had to get it straight. You know, that's just the preacher in me, the teacher in me. The spiritual world is the real world. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And so, hallelujah, we see here, amen, that Elisha had a request. Elijah said, before he knew that his time was almost up, I truly believe that God's children, when their time is near and the Lord is calling them home, they sort of know. They sort of got the memo. They know the train is coming. I truly believe that. Amen. That God's people, amen, are not taken out, amen, without warning. That God has sort of warned you some type of way. And however he does that, I'm sure it's different for all of us. Amen. But I believe that God is sending you notice. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But so Elijah knew, and we're going to be talking about Elijah, amen, moving forward. Amen. But he knew that his time, amen, was nigh. Amen. And so, amen, he asked Elisha, he said, what can I do for you? They're just some precious words. Beloved, when's the last time you asked somebody, what can I do for you? and meant what you said. Ooh, it had no reservations. Like, whatever you come with, glory be to God. I want to hear it. Amen. Because whatever I can do, amen, I want to do. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, before I am taken from you. And so the only thing he asked for was a double portion, amen, of his spirit. Beloved, few replacements in scriptures were as effective as Elisha was Elijah's replacement as God's prophet to Israel. But Elisha had a great example to follow in the prophet Elijah. Boy, it's nothing like a good example. It's nothing like good mentorship. Oh, my God. I mean, when you're following a legend, I mean, when you're following a real man, a real woman of God, somebody that's making an impact in the Lord's kingdom, what a blessing. And this is where Elisha was. Elisha remained with Elijah until the last moments of his teacher's life on earth. Elisha was willing to follow and learn in order to prepare to do the work to which God had called him. Glory be to God. And beloved, I can say amen, even in my own personal life. Amen. And what the Lord is doing and want to do and going to do, it's all because, amen, of those that I have followed. My precious mother, Pastor Evelyn Westfield, the great bishop, Eric Lambert, glory be to God. I believe that. Great men, great women of God, not phony, not hypocritical. Amen. Loving the Lord and loving God's people. Glory be to God. Beloved, both Elijah and Elisha concentrated their efforts on the particular needs of the people around them. And we know that Elijah, he was the fireball. Oh, yeah, we'll be talking about him in the next few days, Lord's willing. He was a fiery prophet. Glory be to God. He confronted and exposed idolatry, helping to create an atmosphere where people could freely and publicly worship God. Elisha then moved in to demonstrate God's powerful yet caring nature to all who came to him for help. He spent less time in conflict with evil and more in compassionate care of people. The Bible records 18 encounters between Elisha, people in need. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, my God. And some of you have, amen, exceeded that. Elisha saw more in life than most people because he recognized that God brought more to life. He knew that all the good that we are and have comes to us from God. The miracles that occurred during Elijah's ministry put people in touch with the personal and all-powerful God. Elijah would have been proud of his replacement work. He would have been very proud if he could live to see it. Putting people in touch. We talked about that this morning on our early platform. Amen. The touching Jesus. Amen. But when people are able to touch Jesus because of your example, I see the Lord prepare me for tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. When people are able to know Jesus because of your introduction, your prayer, your lifestyle, your teaching, your encouragement. That's where the rewards come in. That's where the rewards come in when we get home. Hey, my God. Oh, what a glad morning. What a glad morning. Hallelujah. Beloved, we too have great examples to follow. people in scripture and those who have positively influenced our lives. Over the last few months now, we've been talking about the men and the women of the Bible. Beloved, some of them have been dead for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But we are still learning. We are still influenced through their story, through their testimony. Ah, come on. This is what it's all about. This is all what it's all about. How many of us have family members and friends that have gone home years and years and years ago? But every family gathering, every opportunity, every reflection, you talking about that person. Huh? Oh, you talking about old mama. You talking about her. That's the influence, the impact that they left behind. This is what life is about. Glory be. But the story lives on. Your testimony lives on. Your influence lives on for generations and for generations. Hallelujah. Beloved, we must resist the tendency to think about the limitations that our family backgrounds or environments have created for us. Instead, we should ask God to use us for his purposes and perhaps, like Elijah, to take a stand against great wrongs. If it's wrong, what did John Lewis say? If you're going to get in trouble, amen, get in good trouble. Hey, thank God for that. He'll probably always be remembered for those words. Because we have to take a stand against great wrongs. The violent taken by force. See? Or like Elisha, to show compassion for the daily needs of those around us. And beloved, we have to ask him to use us as only he can. Beloved, who have you helped lately? Who have you prayed for? Just forget about anything else. Who have you prayed for? Who are you praying for? What else can you do for someone if it's no money attached? No, you ain't getting paid for this. No. God going to pay you. God going to pay you. Huh? What have you done? Glory be to God. So, Elisha had his one request. A lot of times we have people come up to you, and I used to be that way. I ain't that way no more. What you need? Tell me what you need. Nah, I don't need nothing. I'm good. Baby, that's pride. You a liar. You liar, pants on fire. That's pride. Huh? God had to teach me that. See, because I'm a giver. I like to give. I love to give. I look for something to give. I want to give you. But when it comes to me receiving, I had a hard time with that because I just want to be a giver. See, glory be to God. But then you got to receive the gift. And so, but the Lord showed me that's pride. That's pride. And so you have people come up, tell me what you need. And just tell me what you need. Nah, I don't need nothing. You know you're lying. You know that electric past due bill is on the table. You know you need a car. You know you got some need some food and fish. You know you're working on this project and you need some money for that. You what you talking about? You don't need nothing. Now we know your faith is in God and God got you. See, as far as you know, the person in front of you might be the answer to your prayer. Come in with what you need, but you don't need nothing. Huh? Glory be to God. But here, beloved, amen, hallelujah, when Elijah had no shame in his game. He said, you really want to know? You really want to know? Right now, beloved, I'm preparing some stuff, glory be to God, that I already had a connection with some people. Amen. But I'm just waiting for these people to ask me what I need. I'm just waiting. I know it's going to happen. And guess what? I ain't going to have to stumble. Oh, I'll get back to you tomorrow. Wait a minute. Let me call my accountant. Okay, wait a minute. Where my paperwork? Somebody, pull my files. Okay, now get the calculator. Okay, now add this up. Now, how much they want for that building over there? Okay, add that up. Okay, blah, blah. Oh, to the no, baby. Ah, our homework has already been done. What I need? You want to know what I need? You ready for this? All right. See? So when Elijah approached Elisha, amen, and said, tell me what can I do for you, boy? Well, he didn't stumble. He didn't have righteous indignation and pride didn't set in. He said, I know what I want. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, I want a double portion, amen, of your a spirit. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Beloved, and guess what? Got just what I wanted. You'll be surprised what you can get from God if you got the faith enough to ask. You'll be surprised what you can get from God if you got enough faith, amen, and courage to believe and to receive. You'll be surprised what you can get from God. Hallelujah. God granted Elijah's request. Because Elisha's motives was pure. God doesn't see like man sees. So man judges the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. Elijah's main goal was not to be better or more powerful than Elijah. But he wanted to accomplish more for God. Anybody want to accomplish more for God? Beloved, every generation is supposed to be getting bigger and better and greater. Glory be to God. Your children are supposed to be better than you. Your inheritance is supposed to be better than you. If our motives are pure, we don't have to be afraid to ask God for great things. It is his desire and his pleasure to give you the kingdom. When we ask God for great power or when we ask God for great ability, we need to examine our desires and get rid of any selfishness we find. That's the culprit. That selfishness got to die. See? Because he said, otherwise you ask amiss. Let me give you this scripture here. Amen. Glory be to God. So you can, amen, meditate on this scripture here today. I think it's in the book of James. Amen. Glory be to God. Chapter number 4 and verse number 3. Amen. And it says, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss that ye may consume it upon your lust. No, we ain't not talking about that type of prayer request. We talking about pure. Only the pure in heart shall see God. See, beloved, to have the Holy Spirit's help, we need only to act with the right motives. That's all God is looking at, baby. Anybody else looking at your makeup? Oh, look good, too. Oh, that weave, ooh, girl, you look, ooh, my God, you're fine. Boy, you got that haircut, ooh, you're fine, huh? That's what everybody looking at, huh? God ain't all that impressed with that. He wants you to represent, but he ain't all that impressed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because you could be showing up pretty on the outside, but ugly on the inside. But let me tell you something, when you pretty on the inside, you pretty on the outside, too, because that beauty radiates. That glow radiates. People see your lights. Ah, glory. They just attracted to you. Glory be to God. The right motives. Lord, make me a Christian in my heart. Brother David put it this way. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. When Elisha asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit, he was asking to be Elijah's successor in the prophetic ministry. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to have a few of them in this ministry, too. And some of you already there. You just waiting. I don't know what you're waiting for, but in God's timing, you're coming out. Amen. Glory be to God. We know what God doing. We know what God doing. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Say, we in training for reigning. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Amen. Deuteronomy, amen, chapter number 21, verse number 17. Let me read this in your hearing. And it says, he must acknowledge the son of his unloved wife as the firstborn, glory be to God, by giving him a double share of all he has. That son is the first sign of his father's strength, the right of the firstborn belongs to him. Glory be to God. So this scripture here, beloved, in Deuteronomy 21:17 helps explain Elijah's request. See, according to custom, a firstborn son would receive a double share of his father's inheritance. And Elijah was asking to be Elijah's successor, to be his heir, the one who would continue Elijah's work as leader of the prophets. See, Elijah just wasn't a prophet. He was the leader of the prophets. Like Brother Paul was an apostle of the apostles. I know, and I say this in all humility, amen, and to God be the glory, some people, and a lot of people, I've heard them label me as a preacher's preacher. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so Elijah just wanted, he just, I got to have some of this. This is good. This is good. See? But the decision, now he asked Elijah for it. See? Because he had manners and he answered, amen, the request. See? But the decision to grant this request was not up to Elijah. I come to tell you the decision was up to God. Elijah only told Elisha how he would know if his request had been granted, but he had no power to give to him. Why? Amen. Because power belongeth to God. My brothers and my sisters on this morning, I want to take you as I close this morning to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I get there, let me see. Hallelujah. If that's anything else I want to say today. Hallelujah. On Elijah. Hallelujah. That's enough on him right now. Okay. And it says this, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Hallelujah, and to God be praised. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. I want you to look at the, underline those three words in your Bible today. I want you to underline the word exceedingly. I want you to underline the word abundantly and underline the word above. All that we ask. Elisha had a request. You got one? I know I do. Huh? All that we ask or think. You see? You see why it's important where we keep our minds parked? Thinking on things that are good, lovely, pure, honest, and of good report. Huh? Having the mindset of Christ. The things that we get what we ask for. And the things that we think about are attracted to us. Y'all know about the law of attraction. If you don't, you need to. Amen. Okay, now look at the last couple words in this verse. According to the power that worketh in us. According to God's power that worketh in us. The dunamis power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that created the moon, the stars, the earth, everybody in the universe, the same power is working in you. The same
power that worked in Elijah, the same power that worked in Elisha, the same power that worked in Paul, the same power that worked in Peter, the same power that worked in Jesus is the same power that's working in us, beloved. We got to stir it up. We have to activate our faith. We have to act like we know. Glory be to God. Grab onto the truth and the reality that we have the power already. We don't have to call down power. Glory be to God. We don't have to call it down because it's already here. It just needs to be activated. It needs to be activated. Glory be to God. You say your electricity in the room works, but you haven't flipped the switch. You walking around in the dark, fumbling over stuff, tripping. Glory be to God, talking about you can't see because it's dark. Well, why don't you try flipping the switch? The electricity is paid for. The bulbs are working. Baby, what's the problem? Activate the power. We have power with God right now. You don't have to rain down power. Glory be to God. Beloved, if you are walking with Jesus, if you have an active prayer life, if you are in fellowship with Jesus, if your sins are confessed, you have power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Glory be to God. And we see the power of God activated in this man's life. Beloved, it takes power to love people. Why? Because some people are mean. Some people, they have issues. They're not listening. Glory be to God. They just want to see what they can get from you. Glory be to God. And on and on and on and on. And on and on and on and on and on. Huh? It ain't easy to love people. The people that are not responding to that, that takes power. Glory be to God. But God says we have what we need. Not only do we have what we need, we have it exceedingly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me go through my dictionary real quick. Wait a minute, I close. Amen. Hallelujah. The Webster divides exceedingly as extremely. Something extremely, to a great extent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Exceedingly. Okay? Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Meditate on that word exceeding. You do your own research today. So, exceedingly, abundantly. Glory be to God. All right? Okay, here we go. Here we go. How does he define abundantly? In large quantities. Ah, come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost. Plentiful. Extremely. Over and above. Exceptionally. Extraordinary. Woo! Wait a minute. Now unto him that is able. Wait a minute. I didn't even touch the word able. All right? He is able. To do, not able not to do, but able to do. Okay, since we're going here this morning, so let me take another 2 minutes. Let us look at the word able. I don't want to skip nothing here. Glory be to God. The word able, beloved, is having the power, the skill, having the means, or the opportunity to do something. Come on, hush your mouth. God got the power. God got the means. God got everything. Everything you need, God got it. Glory be to God. All right, so let's go back to our scripture, Ephesians 3 and 20. Now to him. Him, who? God. We can stop right there. We can pack up right there. Now to him. We ain't even got to say no more. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to do, to do, to do, to do. exceedingly, 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 abundantly above. Okay, so let's wait a minute. Let's just look up the word above. Let's look up the word above. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord some praise. And the word above, hallelujah, at a higher level or layer than. In extended space over and not touching. Hallelujah. How high can you go, beloved? How high are you willing to go? God says his ways are higher than our ways. He didn't say we can't get, he didn't say we couldn't have it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You just got to get there. How high are you willing to go in the spirit? Because the higher you go in the spirit is the higher you're going to go in life. Glory be to God. Because we prosper as our soul prospers. We trying to do this thing in reverse. We want all the goodies, amen, by staying behind. No, no, no. You got to step out and activate the power. You don't have to buy the power. You ain't got to steal the power. You don't have to coerce the power. Amen. Well, the power is already in you the moment you receive Jesus Christ in your life as Lord and Savior. Now, what in the world are you doing with it? We started out Monday, situations dying all around us. Huh? Relationships dying, our finances dying, jobs, everything dying around. Elijah and Elisha wouldn't have put up with that. Jesus wouldn't have put up with that either. They would have spoke to that situation and commanded to rise again. They didn't put up with it. Why are you putting up with it? The devil. You're talking about the devil too much. Stop focusing on what the devil is doing and start focusing on how great your God is. As a man thinketh, so is he. You're thinking on the wrong stuff. Elijah wouldn't have put up with that. That situation looked like it's dead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They resurrected by the power of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the power was already in them. Glory be to God. Fire catches, baby. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I step in a puddle of water holding on to electricity, and I'm being electrocuted, and it's not going to happen. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And if a person is being electrocuted, and you touch them, everybody got a little bit. Beloved, come on now. It's time to activate the power. It's time to activate the power. It's time to believe God. It's time to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's time to really, amen, stop, amen, repeating the words and start believing the words. It's time to be a hearer and a doer. It's time. God is waiting on you. The world around you is dying. They need your touch. They need your prayers. They just need you to show up. Glory be to God. Do something. Say something. Ask God what it is you would have him to do. The same way, and I close on this note, this sentence here, the same way Elijah asked Elisha, what can I do for you? It's the same question we should be asking God every day. Every morning when we wake up and tell the Lord, thank you for a new day. Glory be to God. Now, Father, what is it that I can do for you today? Because whatever his answer is, beloved, you best believe you already have the power. Ah. Ooh, now activate it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop letting that power lay dormant in you. Hallelujah. Well, use it or you lose it. No, you ain't going to lose it if you don't use it. But you are going to be held accountable for it. I tell you that much. Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth today. Woo! Power, power, power. Oh, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power. We thank you for the power, Father God, to shred on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We thank you for power to overcome. We thank you for power to do, power to be, power to make a change, power to make a difference, power to be influenced, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right. God, you've already given us the power. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Where we have come short of your glory. Now help us to get our faith back. Help us to get back in line, get back in sync. We got a little off course. Now help us to line back up, Father, because there's power in your word, and your word is in our hearts, and we say thank you. And we say thank you. We bind every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our destinies, our families, our future, our finances, our health, and everything else, Father. We cancel it right now in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we say thank you for the power of your word spoken out of our mouths. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ooh, my God, that was good. I'm talking to the Holy Ghost. When I be making statements like that, so you guys can know me a little bit better, because a lot of you don't quite understand me, but that's okay. Amen, you know my heart intentions, all right. Amen. When I say that's good, I'm talking to the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost just delivered all that. Glory be to God. Beloved, I just want to say thank you. That was good, Holy Ghost. That was good. That was good. Amen to God be praised. Amen. Sometimes, amen, when I go out, like when I went out over this weekend, amen, still celebrating my birthday, and I get dressed and I look in the mirror and I be saying, thank you, Holy Ghost. You did a good job dressing me. Oh, me and the Holy Ghost, we having fun over here. We happy. We having fun. Amen. I'm laughing and he laughing too. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Thank God for the word. All right, and formal announcements today, beloved. Amen. We will be meeting at the altar prayer. We invite you to come, amen, and join us. If you are a listener and the first time listeners, we want you to know that there is an altar. We know there's a lot of prayer altars around the universe. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord leads you our way, come. If the Lord leads you our way, come. Amen. And we will pray with you. We will pray for you. Amen. And we will believe God. Amen. For an answer. So we meet at 12 o'clock. And then we meet back again at 9 p.m. at the altar prayer. Amen. Tomorrow night is our praise party night. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise. Amen. Even if you can't stay, stop by and drop a song off. Come on, sing a song. Amen. Glory be to God. Read a scripture. Amen. Read a poem. Amen. Say a prayer. Share a testimony. Amen. We'd be so glad to have you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we don't stay all night. We let the Holy Spirit do. And what that we've met, sometime we meet at 9. It has been as short as 1 hour. And maybe on the average, about an hour and a half. Amen. About the 2 hours, we be gone. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's not our show. It's the Lord's show. Amen. Hallelujah. So to God be praised. We invite you. Amen and amen. Tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, we invite you to meet us on social media. Amen. As we meet at the morning altar, the altar of truth, the whole truth. Amen. Nothing but the truth. Amen. So, and Jesus is the truth. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. It's going to be a good day in the neighborhood. We decree it. We declare it. Amen. Speaking to the atmosphere, beloved. Speaking to the atmosphere. Amen. Hallelujah. You have the power. The truth of the matter is the devil's afraid of you. The truth of the matter is, if you only knew who you were in Christ Jesus, the devil is afraid of you. Please don't open your mouth and speak the word. Please don't open your mouth and say something positive, because now your angels have to bring that to pass. He's afraid of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, we bless you, and we magnify you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. Spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good one. Amen. And we'll check in with you a little bit later on. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen.
There is power, power, wonder, word, power.